KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the latest on the local scene. Topping the news today, the Jackson City Council approved contracts for repair of the Kennedy Mine walking trail and inspection of the city's sewer lines. The city will use disaster repair funds awarded from state and federal governments to make repairs at the Kennedy Mine to areas damaged by heavy winter weather last year. The walking trails are heavily used by both tourists, locals, and other visitors to the area, and connect the giant tailing wheels and other notable sites to the Kennedy Mine grounds. The sewer inspection contract will provide both cleaning and closed-circuit TV inspections of the city sewer lines. The process will cover the entire city over the next 5 years and cost the city $314,000. Approval of a list of road improvement projects to be paid for with SB1 gas tax money was put on hold due to a lack of a quorum. Two city council members live within 500 feet of the proposed projects and were recused from the vote, and one council member was on vacation, which left the council short of the 3 members needed to vote on the item. A special meeting will be arranged to approve the project list. The council also last night oversaw the swearing-in of Debbie Mackey as the city's new fire chief.
And another inmate death under investigation at Mule Creek State Prison. Officials at the Ione facility investigating the cause of numerous suspected overdoses by inmates over the weekend. 12 inmates have been treated for suspected overdoses, 10 sent to outside hospitals, 8 have returned to the prison. One was treated at Mule Creek Medical Facility. Now, an inmate who was discovered unresponsive in his cell Sunday was pronounced dead later that evening. The names of the inmates involved being withheld due to medical privacy laws. Now, inmate movement is limited at the prison as the incidents are investigated. Medical and correctional staff conducting wellness checks throughout the facility every 30 minutes. Amador County DA's office, in cooperation with the Investigative Service Unit at Mule Creek, investigating the inmate's death and working to identify the source of the contraband substance.
And the Jackson Fire Department rolled to a vehicle fire late yesterday afternoon. According to reports, the driver of the vehicle was alerted to the smell and sight of smoke and pulled over on Highway 88 just east of Mission Boulevard. Jackson fire units and police responded. The fire was contained to the engine compartment of the small sports car and was quickly extinguished. It's not immediately clear what started the fire. No one was injured. The highway was shut down for a short time while fire personnel extinguished the blaze.
And Calaveras CHP released details and names of those involved in Sunday's Jeep rollover that claimed one life. Sunday afternoon, just before 1, 44-year-old Chauncey DeLongpre of Stockton, driving a 91 Jeep Cherokee eastbound on Camp 9 Road at an undetermined speed, when, for an unknown reason, he allowed the Jeep to travel off the north side of the road, where it collided with a large boulder and overturned onto the passenger side. The driver pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. 2 passengers in the vehicle, Jana Bedford, 38 of Stockton, and Michael Dreyer, 45 of Murphy's, sustained significant injury and were flown to hospitals in the Modesto area. At this time, it's unknown if alcohol and/or drugs were a factor.
And the Amador Water Agency has announced a planned service interruption for Sutter Creek this coming Sunday evening. Beginning at 9 p.m., water service will be interrupted to facilitate the installation of new water main valves as part of the Sutter Creek Bridge project. This shutdown should be completed by 5 p.m. Monday morning. Once the shutdown is complete and the water supply is turned back on, the State Division of Drinking Water requires the water agency to take water samples to ensure they're safe to drink. The testing takes about 18 hours from the time the samples reach the lab. During that time, those customers affected will be required to boil any water for consumption or use bottled water until the samples come back. 12 customers will be affected along Main Street by this shutdown. For more details, contact the Water Agency at 223-3018.
And time again for local women to apply to join the Miss Amador Scholarship Competition. Competition will be held Thursday, July 26th. Scholarships from $500 to $2,000 will be awarded. Applications are available online at amadorcountyfair.com. The deadline, May 14th, 4 p.m. If you have any questions, call 482-0337.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.